From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, no.
How are you, boy?
Terrible. Goodbye.
Johnny, what's the matter?
Well, the last one you handed me was that phony spiritualist case, and it's still haunting me. Before that, it was Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope.
Oh, you made money on him, didn't you?
Yeah. I nearly lost my mind.
Well, all right, I've got one for you now that'll surely make you lose your mind. Johnny, come on over, huh?
Okay.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Lakeside Life and Casualty Insurance Company. Following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the indestructible Mike matter. Expense account item 1, 80 cents, cab fare from my apartment to the office of Pat McCracken at Universal Adjustment Bureau. Every one of the cases Pat had handed me lately had been rough. And if it weren't for the loot involved, which is to say, Pat never really cracked down on my expense accounts... Well, after all, I didn't have any other cases pending, so...
Hi, Johnny. Hey, you're looking great. Sit down, huh? Cigarette, or you like a drink? Well, how are you, boy?
Okay, Pat, let's have it. This one must really be bad.
Why, Johnny, what makes you say a thing like that? You sure you wouldn't like just one little one?
No, thanks. Right. Now, come on, let's get to the point. What are you trying to get out of paying off on this time?
You want the truth, Johnny? Nothing. Nothing at all. Just a favor for a friend of mine down in New York.
Yeah, who?
I want you to go down and see Peter Branson.
Branson? Any relation to that worry ward Harry Branson of Philly Mutual?
Well, his brother.
Whoops! Get yourself another boy, Pat.
No, Johnny. He's as different from Harry as day is from night.
Well, he better be. That literal-minded stick-in-the-mud Harry nearly drove me crazy on those two cases I handled for him.
Pete is different as day is from night, honest. Now, will you see him?
Expense account item 2, 21 even, train fare and all the incidentals I could think of, Hartford to New York. Item 3, 55 cents, taxi from Grand Central to Peter Branson's Lakeside Life and Casualty offices at 500 Fifth Avenue, where my worst fears were justified.
That is correct, Mr. Dollar. I am not only Harry's brother.
Don't tell me. You're his twin.
Why, yes. How could you have guessed it? Oh, but now, wait a minute. Did you say you took a taxi for the three blocks over from the station?
Yep. At least that's what goes on the expense account.
Oh, dear, my brother was right. You are expensive, and yet he seems to have the utmost confidence in your abilities.
Yeah, but now
the amazing way in which you settled that
Harry,
case...
Harry, Pete.
Yes?
What's the case that's bothering you?
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know yet. Tell me about it.
I mean, you're starting to call me Harry because of my twin.
Oh, yeah. Better tell me about the case.
You know, a great many of our mutual friends... What? Oh, yes, of course. Michael Jeremiah Flynn, a terribly serious matter. If this sort of thing ever gets out of hand...
Who's Flynn?
John, he is a bum.
Aren't we all?
A regular, typical, movie-type version of a Bowery bum.
So?
And unfortunately, he holds a $50,000 policy.
Well, he must have seen better days to carry that much insurance.
Never. Never, I'm sure of it. No human being could degenerate to such a state in a mere 47 years. And he looks and sounds like 67. Also, by the way, his policy is only 2 months old.
Well, what's happened? Somebody knocked him off?
No, but I am sure somebody's going to.
Well, then why did you insure him?
It was Martha who was really responsible.
Who's she?
Martha Ingersoll, the girl I had working for me here in the office at the time he applied for the policy. I was out sick for a couple of weeks, and I'm afraid that when I came back, I did not pay sufficient attention to the application she'd accepted. At least so far as Flynn's policy is concerned.
You better tell me about him.
Oh, of course, he passed his medical all right, though heaven knows how. And his cash payment of the premium was all
cash.
Right. Yes, cash. But I still should have investigated myself before allowing the policy to be issued.
Look, you still haven't told me what's wrong
now,
with
of course, it's too late.
Pete.
Oh, of course. Well, it's simply this. The home address that we have for him has turned out to be the Glad Hand Rescue Mission just off Fulton Street near the Fulton Market.
Yeah, biggest fish market in the world, isn't it?
Well, yes. A fascinating place. Ships loaded with fish from all the seven seas. Colorful characters speaking a dozen different tongues.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I interrupted what you were saying about
Michael. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm quite a connoisseur of seafood, you know. Real epicure, if I do say so. Have you ever tasted Boston scrod?
Yeah, sure. Now, let's get back to the case.
Oh, yes, Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn, that's right.